AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
The Newsmaker segment today is brought to you by Mel's Tire at 19 Graham, where service is not expensive, it's priceless.
This is Allison of Mel's Tire. We offer a full line of Yokohama tires. Yokohama Geolander AT4, Yokohama Geolander MTG003, and the Yokohama Avid Ascend LX. So whether you're on or off-road, Yokohama tires will get you where you're going safely. And while you're here for tires, we can service your vehicle as well. Our experienced, certified staff can handle repairs, including brakes, shocks, tune-ups, alignments, and more. Mel's Tire, 915 Graham, your Yokohama dealer. Where service isn't expensive, it's priceless.
KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we are happy that you're with us on this Wednesday morning, the 21st of October, 41 degrees on our way to 72 today. And we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning by world-class jazz vocalist, Janice Borlas, in studio with us. Janice, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Oh, I'm fine. How are you?
Doing good. Well, thanks for coming up to join us here this morning. We appreciate that.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me on today.
Always good to see you and hear from you, Janice.
Yep. Well, you'll always hear from me somehow or other.
Well, we're happy. We're happy about that. And you have put together what promises to be a great event coming up Friday night at the Emporia Arts Center, Davis Theater. Tell us what you have planned.
It's going to be a dinner concert package. Radius Brewing Company is catering. Dinner will be at 5:30, and the concert will begin at 7. Doors open at 5 o'clock. I've put together a group. My thought was, with Jack having lost him, I had to figure out, you know, how I wanted to move forward here living in Emporia now.
Yeah.
And so when Dawn and I talked about putting this together, I knew I wouldn't use drums because Jack is irreplaceable, so I wasn't wanting to do a drum set. And because the Davis Theater is smaller and more intimate, it has a different vibe entirely, so I wanted to create a more intimate sort of musical package for this event. And so I put together a combination of two guys that I have worked with for years, Brad Sturtz and Fareed Haq. Brad is my vibist. Fareed Haq is my guitarist. And they were involved in our first albums. When I first, my first two CDs that I released way back in the day, they were involved in it, and they helped create the sound that we wanted to go for. At that point, we weren't using piano, just guitar and vibes and bass and drums. And I really liked the texture with my voice. And so we toured that way for a while. And then eventually, you know, you go on and you think, well, let's try this. And so it evolved in various ways over the years. But they're coming back in. And then I have two completely new people. For me, Gerald Spates is coming in from Kansas City. He's one of the foremost drummers, not only in Kansas City, but in the Midwest. So he'll be coming in for that. And then Juan Pastor is literally a new entity. When I was talking to Fareed about the music and the textures, he said, you know, you could really use a percussionist. You know, it's a whole different, and I'm like, oh, that sounds really cool. Yeah. Let's do it. And so Juan is coming in to just, you know, he's a Chilean-born percussionist, now based in Chicago. In fact, ironically, can you believe this? He took Jack's position at North Central College as jazz coordinator.
Oh, okay.
So I'm anxious to talk with him because we'll be catching up on old times as to in terms of what's going on with there. But in the meantime, I think I'm really looking forward to this new sort of texture. The music is a combination of some of the things we've done already and actually several new tunes that we're going to embark on for this particular performance.
Really looking forward to it now. Many of you know that Janice was married to Jack Mouse. Some of you don't, though, so we just want to let people know Janice was referring to as our husband, Jack Mouse, an Emporian, mm-hmm. and a world-class drummer, and you were together for many, many years.
40 years.
Yeah, in Chicago, yeah. And, mm-hmm. and then just recently moved back to Emporia.
Yeah, we decided in our older years that it would be fun to live in a smaller town, and Jack has been a champion of Emporian since I met him. I mean, he's always singing the praises of the town that he grew up in, and it was infectious, and we would come back to town to see his mom, and I got a sense of Emporia. So by the time it came time for us to make the move, I was all in, and it was just a matter of finding the right house. Of course, everybody knows the story there. We bought it from photos and closed, and then came out a month later to actually see what we'd done. But it was a wonderful move, and I'm really happy here. So, and
well, we're glad you're staying here. You know, Jack unfortunately passed away last year, and but it's good that you're sticking around and performing for us here.
Well, I think the Davis Theater. Circling back to that a minute, I'm really excited about this because I think it's a new venue that hasn't been utilized very much, and of course, the Arts Council just did this huge renovation of the space, and so it suits itself for a more intimate atmosphere, and that means that musically, it's perfect for any kind of acoustic music that could be classical quartet, jazz groups, world music, even poetry and jazz. You and I had talked about that, and so I'm really hoping that the community will come out and support this time around, because I think if it does well and there's a little buzz about it, we might be able to actually see something like this continue in the future.
Now, I apologize, guys. So you may have I had a phone call that I was taking, which went significantly longer than I thought off air. So you may well have addressed this topic that I was going to ask here, Janice. But, the performers that you're bringing with you here for Friday night, really this represents really some long-standing relationships, I think, here with you and with Jack, and either individually or together here that are coming to Emporia Friday night.
Absolutely. Brad Sturtz was Jack's graduate assistant at the American Conservatory of Music.
Wow.
So they've known each other forever. And Brad is really, I love the working with vibraphone, and he's just a master. He's just amazing. And Fareed is, world-class guitarist. He brings to the table a combination of classical and jazz traditions. I can't tell you exactly his background, but it has to do with Vietnamese and Afghanistan. He's a mixture of world cultures, and he was traveling all over the world when he was young with his parents. And so he brings this world music vibe to the thing, which is really exciting because you never quite know what he's going to pull out next,
So what can we expect to hear Friday night, Janice?
Ooh, I don't like to disclose my sets because you never know when things might change.
..
But a few of the things that we will be doing that were recorded, let me think about this. Wow, my mind is blank.
What kind of style?
I'm calling it the contemporary jazz.
Okay.
I don't want to scare off people who don't know about jazz or don't think that they like it. Actually, what I'm trying to do is make this more accessible. And so I'm sort of toning down the hardcore jazz vibe. Jazz, Jack was all about that. He was all in about, if you wanted the real jazz experience, I'm going to give it to you. And I don't want to shirk that, but by the same token, I'm trying to bring more people into the fold. And so I thought this might be a good way to do that. I'm hoping to, some of the tunes should be recognizable. That always is, found out that really
always helps.
Yeah, right. And so I think the program is pretty well balanced, and I'm really anxious to sort of try it out and see how it works,
That sounds good. Now, how long is the concert going to go here, Janice, Friday night? And can people still get tickets for this?
Let's talk about talk about how people can get tickets here, Janet.
Oh, thank you. The tickets are $55. That concludes dinner by Radius and the concert. The tickets can be bought by going to the Arts Center at 815 Commercial or by calling 620-343-3000. 6473. And they can order tickets on the phone and for pickup, and they'll take cash, check, or credit card.
All right, going to be a great show. Boy, what talk about a world-class lineup. You don't get to experience music like this, you know, down the street here in Emporia
often.
So this is a great opportunity for Janice and her friends, high-powered jazz friends, to perform for you at the Davis Theater at the Emporia Arts Center coming up this Friday night. Dinner from Radius at 5:30, concert at 7, and tickets are only $55 per person. So you can get a hold of the Arts Center at 343-6473 to order by phone at 8:15 commercial. Anything else we need to add here?
Well,
this morning,
maybe
Janice?
Just a last-minute detail. A couple of folks asked if they could come to just the concert because they couldn't make the dinner. And so I think Dawn has arranged that there'll be a $30 ticket price for just
good
that.
To know.
And you know, and that's probably something that it'll just be a couple of people that need to do that, but there is that that option.
Yeah, that option. Okay.
Yeah, that option there.
Well, good. And we encourage you to, if you haven't got your tickets, do so. Because seating is limited. You know, it's kind of an intimate setting at the
That's
Davis
right.
Theater there. So.
And we're getting close to capacity.
Good,
so,
great.
Yeah, I'm really excited about that. I think Dawn is too.
Well, yeah, we hope this goes well because we'd love to be able to have you in here again to promote what you got coming up next.
And I really do want to thank the Arts Council because Dawn and her staff have really worked hard to put this together. So I want to, you know, express my appreciation for them to them for this.
And, oh, by the way, Chuck, Janice was asking if you could maybe hold off on the rain Friday night.
Boy, I will do my level head
of
best.
I was telling you, it seems like every time I book a concert, that's the one day it rains. And it's really a pain in the butt.
Yeah. Well, I will do my best, or maybe we can constrict it to the daytime hours or something like that, so it's a drive for everybody showing up.
Oh, really?
All right. Well, Janice, always a pleasure. Good to see you, and we'll be in touch.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks, Janice.
Janice Borla with a concert coming up. Friday night at the Emporia Arts Center, a world-class lineup of musicians will be performing for you at the Davis Theater, Emporia Arts Center. Again, dinner at 5:30, concert at 7. Call to reserve your seats today, 343-6473. Chuck?
All right, if you want to be part of the Newsmaker spots, we're full this week. We're actually full until the 30th, so next Thursday or next Friday, if you want one of those two spots, call us and sooner the better so you can get on the airwaves with us for our 720 Newsmaker spot. Tomorrow we'll have our latest Freedom Fest update, and then Friday we'll have Salvation Army Captain Miley Haddon joining us, talking about the need for non-perishable food items with the Drive for Food coming up next week.
And our primetime newsmaker this morning brought to you by Mel's Tire at 915 Graham. Mel's Tire, where service isn't expensive, it is priceless. Mel's Tire, 915 Graham. KVOE Live and Local 737, 41 degrees. Stay tuned. We'll check the weather next.
Here's a bright idea. Competition is good. It leads to better products and better pricing. At Ideatech, we're here to compete for your business with a